It was an emotional day in Jacksonville as Jimmy Smith returned to Everbank Field and was inducted into the pride of the Jaguars. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And at halftime, when Jimmy's name was placed on the wall, the game was tied at 9. And there was emotion and energy in Everbank Field. It didn't continue. What did, though, was the Jaguars' losing streak as they fell 25-16 and now have lost 8 in a row. And the frustration is mounting, is evident, and the players just can't hide it.
It challenges your inner strength a lot, and I think that you're, you know, I don't know, it's tough. I feel for all those guys in the locker room to come out. Do I think they'll come out and play with great effort? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. It'll hurt tomorrow. It'll hurt Tuesday. It'll hurt Wednesday. And they start getting out of it a little bit late afternoon Wednesday. And then they'll go on, they're professionals, and they'll compete their tails off.
After every game, you know, I know for me personally, it's I can't wait to play on Sunday the following week and get another opportunity and hopefully try and erase some of this stuff that's going on and maybe wake up from this nightmare.
We get paid 16 weeks out the year. We have 3 more games. And we have, it's all about pride for us. You know, we have a lot of young guys and a lot of guys that are going to be here next year. So we have to, what they have to understand is that this is a standard that we have to work, continue to work in for next year.
I mean, this ain't no locker room full of punks. I mean, I'm not about going to the field and just lay down and getting embarrassed like that. I mean, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to beat us. I think that's how everyone feels in the locker room. I mean, we don't got no people in the locker room that's short of pride. And I think that's the best thing we got going for ourselves right now.
A few game notes to share with you. At one point in the ball game, the Jaguars had a string of 15 consecutive drives without allowing a touchdown, dating back to the second half of last week's game against Denver. It was, of course, broken in the third quarter when the Vikings found the end zone. No serious injuries to report today. Jaguars fall. 8 consecutive losses now with 3 games left to play. The Vikings leave town with a 25-16 victory. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.